Everyone, I've been a priest for 20 years now, and although this Mass certainly is pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to solemnity and when it comes to celebrating the sacred mysteries of our faith, it doesn't even make the top 50. But over 20 years of being a priest, it's still one of my most special Masses. And I become convinced it's special because of what draws all of us here on Thanksgiving Day. A day we don't have to go to church. A day there's no obligation. And yet, what the Eucharist was born out of was the desire in the Friends of Christ to give thanks. And so I think that's why this Mass is so special, that Spirit draws us here on this day. And so thank you for carrying that in you this morning. Today for my homily, I want to speak on one aspect. There's many things to say about gratitude, but I want to speak on one aspect of gratitude that comes from faith, that one aspect of Christian gratitude, the difference faith makes in gratitude, one aspect of that. In order to do that, let me explain this gospel a little bit. So if you heard, the 10 lepers stood off at a distance and begged, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on us," from a distance. That's because lepers were unclean and they couldn't be near anybody. They couldn't be close to anybody, the fear of contagion. And so they stood off at a distance, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on us." And then Jesus says to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." The reason they need to go show themselves to the priest was part of the Levitical law is before someone with leprosy can be admitted back into society, priests have to confirm they've been cured. So Jesus is saying, "You've been cured, go see the priests, let them certify that you've been cured, and then you can now get back into society." But here's the key to the text I want us to focus on. It says this, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on us, cure us." And then Jesus says, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And then it says, on their way, they were cured. So when Jesus said, go show yourselves to the priest, you've been cured, they hadn't been cured yet. And so they simply had to take Jesus' word. They're sitting there. If we show up at the priest like this, with leprosy, they're going to throw us out on our heads. But they listened to Jesus, and on their way, they were cured. The aspect of Christian gratitude I want to focus on, dear people, is the space between bringing my need to Jesus. The space between bringing my need to Jesus and me actually experiencing his answer to my need. That is the space where faith makes all the difference. If they are only going to respond to the good they experienced Jesus do, they're not going to go. They would have said, "Why go to the priest? Nothing happened." And so this space is the space of Christian gratitude. It's the space between Good Friday and Easter. And that space is part of every good thing God does for us in a way that saves us. This space that faith somehow makes me convinced of God's providence without yet experiencing God's providence in this particular need. You now got me mad. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What does your heart do in that space? That will determine whether you have Christian gratitude or just pagan gratitude that is glad, that expresses gratitude after I've made a judgment that God bless me. That when I decide God bless me and I experienced his blessing, I'm grateful. Father Johnson went to the seminary in Detroit, Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit. It's a fantastic seminary. In fact, his vice rector was just named a bishop 2 days ago, and his former rector was, and his former vice rector was. I hope it's a few more years before Father Johnson is. I'll have to dig up some dirt for the Vatican, so. I would go and visit him every year. And every year I went to visit him, besides carrying out the business Bishop Zipfel wanted me to carry out, I would make sure Father Johnson set up for me to do 2 things, to go to Ann Arbor and watch the Michigan Wolverines wrestle. Not the highest priority, but it was pretty high. And then second, to go visit the tomb of a holy man in Detroit, Blessed Solanus Casey. He's been beatified, and I think soon will be canonized, at least I hope, a Franciscan monk. In fact, a former parishioner here who started Mid-Dakota Clinic in Bismarck, Dr. Dunnigan. Dr. Dunnigan Sr., Ralph, when he was a med student out at Ann Arbor, he took care of Blessed Solanus Casey. That's how recent this man was alive, and I would go and visit his tomb and pray to him every time I went to Detroit. Solanus Casey was one of these typical holy men who the rest of the monks thought wasn't smart enough, and so he got all the simple jobs, being the porter, running the door, etc. Well, all the people, the faithful, saw the holiness in this simple man, and so they would flock to him in their need, asking him to pray for them. And here's what this good man would do. They would come, their family, whatever, and he would pray with them, and they would pray together. They would pray together. And then when they got done, he would say to them, "God heard your need. And so now you start thanking him ahead of time." Thank God ahead of time. Not after you decided God met my standard. That's Christian gratitude.
In John 11, 41 to 42, this is another reason I like Thanksgiving Day Mass, the 8 a.m. Mass. At most 8 a.m. Masses, I have to be done in 4 minutes or people get antsy. You guys expect a long homily on Thanksgiving Day, right? Thank you. So John 11, 41 to 42, this is the raising of Lazarus. Jesus is perturbed. The Greek word, he snorts in his spirit because Lazarus is dead and he said he's come to bring him back to life and no one believes him and they're laughing at him. And he's perturbed at their lack of faith. And so he says, move the stone. And Martha, the ever practical person, says, Jesus, it's going to smell. He's been dead 4 days. He said, move the stone. They move it, and then Jesus does this. He says these words, Father, thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. The space between bringing my need to Jesus and experiencing how he actually answers it is filled with gratitude because I know that the all-powerful, all-loving Father hears the need of my heart. And that's why I'm grateful. And however he answers that is his business, not mine. My business is to be grateful that the beautiful God and Father cares enough to hear my need. That's Christian gratitude. Father, thank you for hearing me. Thank you for letting me have a place to bring the need of my heart, the needs of my life, knowing you are always going to answer in a way that's best. And so I start thanking you ahead of time. Because I don't have to wait to decide whether you're going to answer in a good way or not. To close, as you know, the Greek word to give thanks is Eucharist. Eucharist is the Greek word to give thanks. As St. Ambrose says, there is no duty more urgent than to give thanks to God. There's no duty more urgent than to give thanks to God. And that's why this has become the centerpiece of our identity. The Eucharist is central. First of all, because Christ comes and feeds us, but also it's our central need. Our central need is to give thanks to God. But I propose this. For what do you give him thanks for when you come to Mass? For much of my life, it's thanks for all he did for me the past week.
But I bet you in those early Christians and in holy people, they come to Sunday Mass to give thanks for what he's going to do for them in the upcoming week. They give him thanks ahead of time. Because they don't have to wait to see if he's going to be good or not. They know in faith. And so let us do that. Let us beg our Lord to give us a grateful heart so that we may always and everywhere give thanks to you, Lord.